Hi, welcome to Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons, and back with us at GeoHunt 2023 here in St. Louis, Missouri, is Mark Chatelain. You're now the CIO in NGA, right?
That's correct, Adam.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about that role and maybe a little bit about yourself as we dive back into your history with the industry and the agency as a whole?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot again for having me here today. I really appreciate the opportunity to not only share a little bit about me, but also about CIOT, which is the organization that I'm responsible for and where we're going in the future. And so, my previous role was the associate CIO, where I was responsible for things like policy and audits and engagement. I didn't necessarily deal with any of the technical aspects of the CIOT directorate. So moving into this role, and again, I've been in the role about 3 months now. I had the good fortune to be mentored by Mark Andrus for the last 3 years. And obviously he did something right because I was able to compete for the job and got it. So it's the first time that they've actually selected a CIO from inside the agency in about 10 years. And so I feel very honored. And a lot of the workforce was happy for two reasons. The first reason being is that there's hope for them to succeed into getting into roles like this because a number of them have aspirations to be there. But the second thing is they didn't have to do any of the read books that are traditional for somebody coming in outside of the agency. So they had a little bit of relief there. I've been around NGA since 1986. I was a contractor until 2005 and then joined NGA as a government employee then, working commercial imagery. And so I've had a number of different opportunities to do things within NGA to kind of build my resume or library of capabilities. And so I think I'm suited well for the role as CIO. My focus is on making sure that we take care of our partners. I want to see a smile on our partners' faces, whether it's our analytic partners, our international partners, or people that work with and depend on our IT, our information technology. I had the distinct pleasure of our director saying, I'm going to put CIO on the map because you're the most underrepresented, underappreciated organization in NGA. So that made me kind of brighten up and say, wow, I've got a champion.
Well, on that note, you know, it may sound common sense, but what do you do in CIO?
So
CIOT.
In CIOT, and again, it's a combination of the Chief Information Officer role, which is mandated by Clinger-Cohen in federal law since 1996. Every agency, every government organization has got to have a Chief Information Officer. It's one person that they can go to and say, why did this happen or why didn't this happen? And so it's that piece, but it's also the technology piece. And again, that's responsible for everything from the applications that we develop to deliver GeoInt to the infrastructure, both the transport layer as well as the compute layer that provides everything for our agency, whether it's the VTCs, whether it's or the video teleconferencing systems to the desktops that the analysts use.
Excellent. And that dives into all the a lot of the cloud and machine learning infrastructure that NGA supports too, right?
Absolutely. So we have programs within CIOT like Watchman, like Sapphire, which are just different implementations of artificial intelligence and using the cloud and things like that. But we're also a supporting organization for our partner organization called Data and Digital Innovation, led by Mark Munsell. And again, their task is to cover Project Maven, to be our chief data officer organization, managing all of our data across the enterprise, as well as doing innovative things with artificial intelligence and things like that. And so we are a supporting organization to them.
Now, can you talk in about the shift in strategy in terms of how things are today compared to maybe how things were 20 years ago, how that evolution progressed, and what we are focused on from an infrastructure approach then versus now?
Absolutely. So again, 20 years ago, and we were just talking about feeling old. I feel really old when I look back on where we've been and where we're going, but it's old in a good way. I can still remember some of the mistakes we made, some of the problems we had, and then be able to implement solutions that are not going to experience those same problems. When I first started with NGA, we were developing a system called the Digital Production System. It's the first time ever you are moving from doing hard copy maps to doing hard copy data. I mean, literally punch cards that were used to put information into a computer, converting that more to a digital environment. And again, it was a huge system and a huge endeavor, first time ever undertaken by an agency to do something like this. And it worked out okay. We got through initial operating capability, but there were so many problems in building this huge system of systems of systems. Dr. Annette Kriegel, who was a chief technologist at NGA, wrote a book actually called Behind the Wizard's Curtain. And it talked a little bit about this huge systems of systems and how you really can't depend on those to get the job done. So we've moved a long way from that to getting to the point today where we actually build very small microservices that deliver a limited capability, but again, they are, they're able to actually be delivered in a very short order. And again, that's part of our software way that we have established. Again, taking and developing applications and delivering them rapidly and being able to turn them around. Again, it's the fail early, fail often strategy.
Excellent. What are some of the challenges you faced along this journey to get the technology where it is today?
So a couple of challenges. I'll save the people thing for last. Cybersecurity is a challenge. We want to develop on the low side and move things to the high side. But again, there's all kinds of things available on the low side that we don't have on the high side. And so again, trying to accommodate eventually deploying things to the high side, you've got to take into account cybersecurity. That's the first thing. The second thing is the people. Finding the right people who have the mindset associated with developing in this manner, the small, quick turnaround type development. But then again, understand our culture and understand our technology and where geospatial intelligence is going.
So it's a challenge to fight these right type of people to bring into the organization to compound and scale this effort up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. In terms of, what are you doing to address these challenges?
One of the things we're doing to address these challenges is making sure that our workforce is trained. Again, we offer a number of different opportunities to learn about DevOps and SecDevOps and the technology associated with it. One of the things we're partnering with as our cloud vendors is actually doing training classes to get everybody up to speed on what it means to be in the cloud, services that are offered. And again, we offer that training pretty much agency-wide so people can become involved and understand where things are going. We've started cybersecurity programs as well. But one of the things that we're really focusing on is the pipeline of individuals moving into the agency. It wasn't enough to hire people out of college. So we started an intern program, and we actually employ freshmen, juniors, sophomores, seniors in college, or even master's candidates. And we give them an opportunity to come to work, get a clearance, and work at NGA, getting paid to assuming all the benefits associated with being a government employee. And again, they do that for 3 to 6 month period, go back to school, they're guaranteed a job when they come out.
Excellent.
Assuming everything works right. So just this year, just this week, we've actually opened up those opportunities to high school students, both in St. Louis as well as in the DC area.
Wow, high school students.
High school students. So we've got 64 high school students coming on board this week and then next month. They'll be fully cleared and they will be paid commensurate salary for our entry-level positions, have a full-time job as a high school student. So again, they start to develop that GIS mentality very young.
Now, what's the cadence for that? Is that just during the summer for them, or is that after hours for school?
No, it's actually during the summers for them. So it'll basically June, July, and August, 3 months out of the year, they will come to work at NGA. They'll have basically a place to sit. They'll be integrated with our team. So we've got probably 15 or 16 coming into the actual technology organization. We're bringing in analysts, depending on whatever their kids' interest is. And so, again, since they haven't really developed that major associated with GIS or technology or political science, again, it gives them an opportunity to experience the agency in whole.
Wow.
And hopefully be able to direct them where they're going. So
the circle all the way back around with what you're doing with technology and the theme of this conference, the metaverse, how do some of the technologies that you're learning about in terms of the metaverse and you know, virtual spaces or augmented reality or, you know, digital twins? How does that affect your decisions for NCIoT for moving technology forward?
So it's funny you mentioned the word digital twin. I saw a really interesting broadcast this morning about they've developed a digital twin for the Titanic so that they're able to model and take a look back in history of what's going on. And that's exactly what we intend on doing with our foundation digital twin that Todd Johannesson mentioned this morning in his talk. Again, he talked a little bit about developing this digital twin. That's something my organization is responsible for developing, actually funding and developing this digital twin so that they can begin to understand where we could take things into the metaverse.
And the infrastructure needs, I'm sure, for that are much more vast than just pulling in collections from day to day, right?
Exactly. It really depends on our cloud infrastructure. We can't afford to build the data centers large enough to hold all that data. So it depends on the cloud infrastructure that we have. It depends on our transport layer that we have. Again, we are the only agency in the federal government that has 100 gigabit per second network. Again, because of the amount of data that we have to transfer. And it really goes just back to what you were talking about. Developing this digital twin and moving that data around is going to require those huge pipes.
Well, as we approach our closing here, I want to offer you a chance to any words of wisdom to any rising students who hear about the awesome work the NGA is doing, you know, whether that bringing in high school or college, but just kind of inspire them to get into the career field. What would you say to them?
Take a look at the opportunities that the intelligence community offers. It's not just NGA. I think we're the first agency to offer it to high school students. But take a look at the different opportunities across the intelligence community to get involved and learn and understand the way we do business and become fluent in those types of discussions. And so, and keep a broad, open mind. Don't focus on just one area. I only can do this. You know, take a look at the whole thing and make your decisions based on that.
What keeps you still in the industry? Why do you like it?
The opportunity to make a difference.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us. I'm Adam Simmons here with Mark Chatelain. We'll talk to everybody next time.